There's a topic that's in the news quite a lot at the moment. In fact, I saw a really interesting piece on the BBC News Channel yesterday about a hairdresser who goes around the streets of London offering haircuts and shaves to people who are without a home. Homelessness is everywhere, sadly. And this week, an independent film gives voice to some of the least heard people in our society. The director is here, Gary Payton, and one of the cast members, Deborah Leach, join us live. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you in. Gary, it's a sensitive subject, but it's something that we need to talk about. Tell me about the project and the film and how it all came about.
The project is by a local charity called Acting on Impulse, who kind of recruit homeless and marginalised people to tell their stories, basically. So we work with them for a year on a big project that we play out at the end, and this one is going to be played in the cinema, which is a series of 10 films. So there's lots of different issues. It's not just homelessness. It could be any issue, including alcoholism or trans issues. There's lots this year that of the people that are going to be having their projects played. But we work with them to develop their ideas to get across whatever they want to say to the audience, basically.
So they drive the project?
They drive the project with a lot of support from Acting on Impulse and a professional community of people who are good at telling stories.
Right.
So we will just make sure that they get their ideas across.
So the actors or the performers or the people who are featured are not professionals. It is real people telling real stories.
Exactly, yes. They start off not ever having done anything in front of the camera or on stage, if it's a theatre play that we're doing, and at the end result they are the star of the show. Like, today's big premiere is all about them, our premiere at home. I'm more nervous about showing it in front of the cast because they're my audience. I've got to get it right for them. It's their story. So
one of them is here. Deborah, how did you get involved? How did you find out about it? Did they come to you? Did you go to them?
Well, I was in a treatment centre, Aircon Treatment Centre.
Treatment for what, if you don't mind?
For alcoholism.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So I was in treatment there, and they just come along and they just said, would you like to be in a little film? Anyway, we did this little film.
Did you know what you wanted to say? Did you know what story you wanted to tell?
No, this is how I got with Acting on Impulse. And then they said, do you want to come back? So all the people that was in that little mini film were asked to come back, but one's died since from the disease.
Oh,
and then a few of them have gone back out to get some more research, as we call it. And then I kept going back to the Mustard Tree in Manchester where they did, and just kept doing all these little skits, and they said, you know, do you want to be in a film? And they said, this year's, it was about winning the lottery, and they asked us all, what would you do if you won the lottery? So people had said stuff, you know, like, I'd buy a big house and I'd buy this and I'd buy that, and I just said I wouldn't want it. And I think they were a bit confused, and I said, well, why not? I said, because if I won the lottery I would die. So they said, well, why? Because I'm an alcoholic. I said, I would have my booze delivered instead of going to the shop.
That's very insightful, though, isn't it? That requires a fairly brusque and brutal self-knowledge. To acknowledge that in yourself is very brave. To say that, you know, say, brilliant, it would be great. It would be bad for me because...
It would be bad for
it's
me,
It's an admission
yeah.
of... To admit that about yourself takes a lot, that you have this issue, and to acknowledge it.
Definitely, yeah.
Is it hard to admit that?
No, it's easy now. I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I didn't know there was a word for it. I knew there was the word alcoholic, but I didn't know anything about alcoholism, which was completely different. And it weren't until I went into my treatment and all that, that I realised that, you know, I'm not a bad mum. I'm not a bad neighbour. I'm not violent. I'm an alcoholic, and now there's a word for it. And I can be able to, I can turn around and say, you know, say, I've got this disease, but with all the support that I've got around me, I can get through it. And there's going to be people there on a Saturday morning now with the sun shining like this, thinking I'm living the dream because I'm sat in a flat with my curtains shut, just been to the shop to top up. And they're going to think, you know, they're never going to see this day because they'll be sat there with the curtains shut in a lot of pain. They won't know nothing about 50 years ago, since World Cup.
No.
They won't know anything. You know what I mean? And so this film and that, it's so poignant because it gave me lots and lots of structure, it gave me somewhere to go.
I want to hear some of you in this film. In the film, you have a monologue, and I think it's now is a good point to hear. This is Deborah doing some of the monologue in her film, Life is a Lottery.
You're asking me what I'd do if I won the lottery? Flipping heck. First thing I'd do, buy myself a pair of Armani shoes. Not Primani, the real deal. They're the new shoes. I want to get myself a really sparkly handbag. I get all the clobber me. People would know when I'd arrived. We never know. Might get myself a nice fella. Oh, well, girl can dream, can't she? I want to have a massive disco night. I could book out the Ritz, the whole place. I'd have a VIP guest list. I could do a speech. I could do a song. Said you want to be starting something. You
don't
get
be
to
daft,
be
daft, you can't sing.
Maybe I could pay somebody to sing. Or maybe I could get somebody to DJ. Somebody massive, like Peter Andre. Does he DJ, do you reckon? Oh, and if I can bag him, maybe we could make it a phone party. And if we can, we can get him to do this rendition of Mysterious Girl. Did he still do phone parties?
For the kind of money you'd be able to pay him, he probably would. He would.
He had to come with no top on, though.
Fair enough. Thank you, Deborah. That was quite a powerful performance, wasn't it?
It's very powerful, yes. We've saved the reveal from you, which is the most poignant part, I think, yeah. Which is actually blows me away, and it will play last today at the cinema today at home, which starts at 11 o'clock. And Deborah just blew me away with the performance because she was like, I'm no good.
I thought if you'd played that to me, I'd have said that was an actress giving a performance. That sounded perfectly plausible as somebody who might come in and talk about something they were doing at the Royal Exchange.
Exactly. And
no, I'm just an alcoholic from Ashton.
Yeah, but you're an alcoholic from Ashton who has a talent that right. You might have found. I mean, I'm not being nice because you're on the radio. If you'd said that there's a monologue that somebody's going to perform in a theatre, I'd have said, yeah, well, that sounds like an actress who'd been trained.
I think it's a very privileged position that I'm in to be able to sit and hear Deborah's story. And when she said to me, I'm an alcoholic, I was like, no, well, you're not anymore. You can't be anymore. You've been dry now for 389 days, sober, sorry, for 389 days. And I said, well, you're not an alcoholic anymore. She said, I'll always be an alcoholic. Yeah. And that's a big eye-opener for me. And so what the film aims to do is show that kind of fantastical side of what she wants to do if she wins the lottery. But the ending is always the reality of it. And that's where we go with it. It's quite a poignant end, but it's very positive, actually, with Deborah's
story. People might want to come and see this. I'm sure they will. What time? And it's at home, is it?
It's at home today.
Which is in central Manchester. What time?
That's correct. It's starting at 11 o'clock for a couple of hours in their screen one. So be their prompt for the start of that at 11 o'clock.
Thank you very much for coming in. Many congratulations on a fine piece of work, and well done you. You should do some more acting after
this.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kayleigh.
Happy birthday, Kayleigh. Nice to meet both of you. Cheers for your time.
Thank you.